The content in this audio recording provides general information. However, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. This information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. How to divorce well, working together to plan your life apart. As family lawyers, we see firsthand the toll that separation and divorce can take on people like you. However, it doesn't have to be the acrimonious, drawn-out, and expensive process some people would have you believe. We do see many people manage to separate positively while still experiencing the grief and significant change that the end of a relationship can bring. If you are looking to manage your separation and divorce as well as possible, there are a few things that we see people do that can help them start off and stay amicable as they navigate the end of their relationship. Firstly, talk to each other. If you haven't yet talked about separation, have the conversation. If the discussion hasn't been had, and then one person may be in shock or grief, there can be so much emotion swirling around that it makes it harder to work together to end your relationship as positively as you might have otherwise. In our work as family lawyers, we see that people who plan their separation and talk about how they want to separate are more likely to find it an amicable process. It is also important to bear in mind that if one person has initiated the separation, it may take the other person a little longer to get their head around that decision. Being conscious that you might be at different stages of the process of accepting this can help avoid issues arising purely out of a lack of communication. Go through your financial situation together. From a money perspective, sitting down together and talking about your financial position is also helpful. Identifying that it might take you both a little while to work out the final arrangements and how you are going to get by financially in the meantime can be very helpful to discuss. In many relationships, we see that one person may not be as aware of their financial situation as the other. This can cause frustration when people separate and money is stretched, when in the past there has not previously been any issue accessing money. When people have some understanding of the divorce process and have conversations early on about what may occur with finances, then they can look at these issues through a lens of planning and problem solving rather than a lens of hurt, frustration, and distrust. To do this, you may wish to sit down together and write a list of all of your assets, liabilities, and superannuation. Talk about your current levels of debt and repayments. This can help you both get an idea of the reality of your financial situation and enable you to consider if retaining certain assets is something you can do moving forward. If your situation is more complex, it is a good idea to meet with your accountant and talk through your financial position. Many people come to us before they separate to get some preliminary advice about what their likely entitlement in a property settlement might be. Seeking advice early is helpful to do so that if there are conversations with your former partner about a property settlement happening early on, then you are not significantly changing your position once you have obtained legal advice later. This ensures that any good communication you are having with your partner early on is not jeopardized later down the track. At each stage of the separation, question the impact on your children. If you have children together, it is important to keep focused on the impact of your decision-making on them. While this might seem straightforward, separation is a huge change. When people are experiencing hurt and grief, it can be easy to overlook that your words, actions, body language, and decision-making can contribute to the impacts of separation on your children. In our work, many times we see that people get so caught up in a dispute with their former partner that they won't agree to things that make sense or could make things so much easier for their children. It is helpful to remind yourself to check in every now and then, to remember that regardless of feelings, hurts, and betrayals, you should always consider the impacts of your children first whether directly or indirectly. Ask yourself these questions. Am I getting caught up in the emotion of this? How are my behaviors affecting my children? Sitting down and talking about what your goals are, what you think might work, and then running them through the filter of how your children might perceive that decision can prove very helpful. Another way to monitor this is to ask yourself, is this something that makes the process easier for my children, or is this only easier for me? It's not uncommon for people to hold off on separating because they are worried about how it will affect their children. We see many people who are able to help their children feel that their parents' separation is okay. They show their children that they can attend events with the other parent, that they can be in the same space and be civil to each other. It sends a message that the end of the relationship is not the end of the world and that we're all going to be okay through this. There is sometimes an idea that to be amicable, you need to be friends. Instead, it is really that you are able to communicate and have a functioning co-parenting relationship that doesn't cause friction or pain to you or your children. People that lose sight of this can lose a lot of time, money, and energy during a divorce. And finally, look to get legal representation that is on the same page as you. When you first speak with a family lawyer, it is your first impression that will usually help you to identify whether they are the right fit for you or not. It is our role as family lawyers to inform you of your entitlements. It is not our role to tell you what you want to hear. What is important is to find a lawyer who will be realistic and upfront with you about the time and costs involved to reach the outcome you desire. There are a lot of perspectives as to what the best outcome is. For example, is the best outcome receiving your maximum financial entitlement in your property settlement? Perhaps the best outcome is getting through the process as quickly as possible so you can invest your time and finances in other things. Or maybe the best outcome for you is that your relationship with your former spouse is intact and you are able to be around each other and present for your children when needed. Usually, it is a combination of these and other factors and achieving the right balance of these based on your own needs and goals. Having a lawyer that can assist you in working through what you want to achieve is important. The key element to effectively work together to plan your life apart is to always come back to your primary goal, to not lose sight of yourself or your children as you go through the separation or divorce process.